My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome in, everybody. As you've already heard, Larry Krueger is in for Dan Dibley, who is sunburning right now, I think, in somewhere in Reno, Nevada. Biggest little city in the world, but we're in the littlest big city in the world. So let's rock and roll. How are you, buddy? What's going on?
What's going on, man? Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. You said something in our conversations before we got started. And oh, by the way, all the casualties here. Well, that's not the right word, but the casual stuff. 888-957-9570. You're welcome to weigh in and join. Steve Kerr was on with us yesterday. We've got some stuff to react to there. I'm really excited to talk about Brandon Ayuk with you.
I've
been waiting to do that. But you said something earlier that I want to dive right into.
Let's do it.
You do not think Lauri Markkanen is going to end up being the target.
No.
But you do think somebody else...
No, I think he is going to be the target.
No, you do not think that's who they will land.
No.
I like the tone that you just used with your no.
Because
I agree with you. And your tone is like, unfortunately, you're not saying it in a way of you don't think the Warriors should get him.
And nor do I have sources.
You do not think the Warriors will get him.
Nah.
I don't think Utah's going to trade him. I don't think Utah's trading Lauri Markkanen.
I mean, it does seem weird. A guy who's from Finland who loves Utah, supposedly, loves the weather in Utah.
That's weird.
And is 27, all-star, great. You know, great upside. Probably has got five really, really good years coming up.
Yep.
And the idea, if you're Danny Ainge, if you're moving him, I mean, I understand when he's like, hey, I need a Mikal Bridges type deal with, you know, five number ones and pick swaps and all kinds of stuff. Because otherwise, why?
Why
would you move Lauri Markkanen?
Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I could think of is that you're on the doorstep of having to pay him superstar money. And if you don't feel like you're in a position to do anything around him in order to make that make sense in those next 4 years, then maybe it feels like you're throwing money out the door. Now, that's answering a bunch of questions you can't answer yet. How do you know who you're going to be able to get in the draft or what have you?
Or his appetite to resign.
Yeah.
They might know.
They might know his appetite to resign. I mean, it's funny sometimes in the NBA. What's not your appetite? We're going to give you every dollar you're allowed to get. This quick aside, you ever want to be like a fly on the wall in one of those, like a Steph Curry type negotiation? Feels like it should take about 38 seconds.
Here, right.
Yeah, this is what we're allowed to offer you, and we are. okay, sign. Are we, like, what is the negotiation with Lauri Markkanen? How does that even go?
No, because it's a max deal, and he wants a full max, I'm sure, right? And they're in no position to offer him anything less. Though I will say this, his numbers before he got to Utah were nothing compared to the numbers that he put up in Utah. And it's kind of the Danielle Marshall theorem, you know? It's like somebody's got to score points on crappy teams.
Maybe, or maybe he was being featured more. Maybe he was only 24, 23 years old before he got to Utah and was still a developing player. Yeah, these are the things that your scouting department needs to assess based on acquisitions. But the Warriors seem convinced.
Yeah,
at least according to reports.
Well, based on what I mean, who knows, right? I don't know. For all we know, I mean, Kerr that told you guys yesterday, Steph is not available, but everybody else is available.
That is, yes, basically. Steve Kerr.
But
we'll play that in a second.
Even though he said that, I think the assumption is they don't want to move Kuminga.
No, I don't think they want to. I think they would for the right deal. Here's what Steve Kerr said.
Yeah.
There's very few players in the league who are not talked about in trade discussions. You know, I mean, Steph Curry is not being discussed in trade talks. Everybody else is, you know, and you know, if you went down the list of NBA teams, the Lakers probably not talking to anybody about LeBron. You know, you just, everybody's got maybe one or two guys who they're off the table. So the vast majority of the NBA, the players are constantly, you know, going to be discussed in trade talks because everyone's trying to do the same thing, which is improve their team.
Okay. By the way, that got picked up. That became kind of the buzz quote that is circulating nationally. Steve Kerr saying Steph Curry is not being discussed. Everyone else is.
Right.
I think what he meant is everybody else could be. But the way he said it makes it sound like the Warriors are literally on the phone right now trying to trade the rest of the roster, which is not true, but who knows? It's probably not out of the realm of possibility.
They're not hanging up. They're not going to hang up if you bring up Draymond. They're not hanging up if you bring up Moody or Kuminga. They are hanging up if you bring up Steph. That's kind of my takeaway on that. But yeah, I just think Markkanen, I don't know if he's going to stay, but between, you know, I mean, I don't think the Warriors want to move Kuminga. And then I'm looking at that offer. I guess it would have to be, you know, what, four number ones or some crazy amount of number ones. I do think the Warriors, though, Mark, are, you know, basically status quo. They're different than they were last year. But to me, they're no better. They're no worse. They're basically right about the same. And if they don't get a significant addition like a Markkanen without moving a Kuminga, I don't think they're a playoff or a title contender, even an outside title contender. I don't think they have to get one more significant addition to even enter any kind of
I agree with you. One thing that was clearly a thought in my mind in watching the Warriors last year, and it's not a rule, but I do think it certainly helps, and especially if you are going to be in the mix in the final four, final eight teams, when you get to the end of an NBA season, it's not that there needs to be this pecking order that you can write down with chalk on a board, but I think emotionally, there does. First of all, it helps with the actual X's and O's, right? This is option one. Okay, that's defended. Now here's where you can read and react in Steve Kerr's system, and let's go to option two. That's part of it, but I also think there is something more on the emotional side of the fence with regard to knowing on a nightly basis who your number two scorer is. And when I watched the Warriors last year, that was a rotating answer. And that's okay, like here and there, somebody will get hot and score 30 and they led that night. But largely, I think teams who do really well, here's Jason Tatum and there's Jaylen Brown. You know, here's Nikola Jokic and then here's Jamal Murray. We know who our second best player is. Warriors don't know. They didn't know last year and they don't know this year. They don't even know who their starters are this year. Great teams usually don't come from that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other factor that is now a reality for the Warriors is that you can't feel great because your number one guy has got an arrow pointing straight down. Like, he's no longer getting better. He's no longer maybe cresting the hill. He's no longer right there. I think we saw at the end of this year that he's now on the downside. He's crested the hill and he's on the downside. Now, is he firing down the hill? No, I think he'll still be really good for a couple of years, but the arrow's down on Steph. So he's not getting better. He's getting worse. So that second guy becomes more and more important every day that goes by, and they don't have a second guy.
Right. So, I'm with you, but, if it's not Lauri Markkanen.
Right.
Then who?
Well, there are other names thrown out. Like Brandon Ingram would be a great second name, right? That's a name that a lot of people do like, though he did play for Kerr.
Yeah.
And like Kerr kind of buried him on the bench.
I'm so into the idea of Brandon Ingram, but everything I hear is that the Warriors are so not into the idea of Brandon Ingram. And I mean this like 2 months ago when everything was still on the table. I was told the Warriors are flat, not interested.
Not interested in Brandon Ingram.
Non-starter. In Brandon Ingram.
Why?
I don't know.
he's young. He's a scorer. He can play, he gives you length and size and scoring ability. Okay. But to me, then what? Then if you, okay, you take him off the list, who else you got on this list? I mean, who else? People have said Zach LaVine. Somebody had a multi-way, three-way deal the other day cooked up where it was like the Warriors moving like four players and all they're getting out of it was Zach LaVine.
Okay, what is that? What outlet does that person work for?
It was like Bleacher Report or something.
Come on.
I swear to you. Four guys going for Zach LaVine.
The Chicago Bulls have called every single NBA team not named the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
And they have said, do you want Zach? And the teams have gone, no. And then they've said, do you want Zach and a first round pick? And the teams have said, no.
Okay, here it is. No. Here it is. It would be a three-way. It was a Bleacher Report three-way trade. The Bulls would get Brandon Ingram and Wiggins. The Warriors would get Zach LaVine. The Pelicans would get Vucevic from Chicago, Gary Payton, Kevon Looney, 2025 first round pick from the Blazers. I'm not sure where that's coming from. If that would be the Warrior pick. And then two second round picks from Chicago.
Okay.
So even if those picks are not the Warriors picks, the Warriors would be moving Looney and Wiggins and Payton. And all they're getting back is Zach LaVine.
Just let me promise you. No, the Warriors have, and I will report this. The Warriors have no interest in Zach LaVine whatsoever. And for those of you who are like, yeah, but you could unload Wiggins. Right. Unload Wiggins and double his salary.
Right.
Is essentially all you'd be doing if you get Zach LaVine. With the apron, with the CBA, with the fact that he doesn't play defense, I'm telling
you, bad knee.
$46 million a year, absolutely absurd. The idea that the Warriors will acquire Zach LaVine on any level. The Warriors, you can do the trade again. Here we go. This is a four-team deal. None of the other teams do anything. It's just Zach LaVine goes to the Warriors. They don't have to give up anything. They don't even need to send a basketball to the Bulls. The answer is no. They have no interest in Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
None.
And I don't either. Though, if it was straight up for Wiggins and there was no money there,
no
I probably
interest.
Would do it. Here's the name. Here's the name.
Okay.
All this talk we're talking about. Do you want to hear it or do you want to tease it?
I think you should hold it.
Okay.
You have a name.
I have a name.
You have a name?
And it's so perfect. It's so typical. It's so right on the money.
Why does that mean make it typical?
Well, because people have been talking about, these dream scenarios about Markkanen. And yeah, Markkanen would be awesome. But why? Why is Utah trading him? Why are the Warriors getting him for a package that doesn't include Kuminga? I don't know. To me, Markkanen's like too good to be true.
Okay. You're probably right.
I mean, I love the idea.
I know many around the NBA believe that Utah is on a complete fishing expedition and they are not trading Lauri Markkanen.
At all.
I know a lot of people in NBA circles believe that. Okay. Larry's got a name.
I've got a name.
Next week, our lineup is going to get all jacked up, okay? Monday through Friday, next week only. We're going to shake up the lineups. All the shows are going together and just moving to different locales. That's right. Morning crew, you're going to get me and Dibs. Bonte and Shasky, midday. Steiny and Goo go to afternoon drive. Plus, you have a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Don't worry, it's a Warriors jersey. It is not a Mavericks jersey, okay? Just for 1 week, it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. We're also sponsored by Lucky California. Larry is in for Dibs, and he's got a name. This is Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Oh, man. He's got a name, people. And maybe it's a name. I would bet that if you're really tapped in to the Golden State Warriors and you've really been thinking about this, this name has probably come up a time or two in whimsical conversations, but this name has not been the focus of any talk in recent times at all. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. You can look at Larry's pretty mug, twitch.tv/957thegame, youtube.com/957thegame. It is all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, Larry's in for Dibs, and he's got a name.
I've got a name. Do you want it right here?
I mean, yeah. I think I do.
There are small sweaters, there are big sweaters, and then there's this guy's sweater.
Mm.
Kyle Kuzma. Do you remember that gigantic ugly sweater?
Yes, I do.
It's just like the worst looking,
yeah,
the worst fashion of all time.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I mean, there's been plenty of bad fashion. Like, and just my opinion, I don't actually like being the fashion police, because that's kind of the, like, if you do you and it's all different looking and everything, I'm into that.
Right.
I like the City Connect jerseys before they started winning for the Giants, just because I'm like, ooh, orange helmets. Okay. Let's check it out.
It's like a giant pajama party. That's
remember Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the All-Star game? Man, he was showing out with some pretty loud material. But, dude, you play like that, I don't care what you wear.
That's true.
Yeah, anyway.
How you play is how you play. I just think Kuzma, you know, won the Warriors and the Wizards, cooked up the pool trade a year ago.
So the GMs have each other's number.
Yeah, so we know there's that. And then Kuzma is just, you know, I mean, where's Washington? Washington's a train wreck. I mean, they just drafted Alex Saar. They've got a long rebuild. I mean, they're in the early stages of rebuild. And I just think that Kuzma, who makes 23.5 this year, 21.4 next year, 19.4, that he's easily gettable, and that if you want to keep Kuminga and you don't want to trade five number ones, but you still want to, you know, make a deal, and improve your team. If you catch Kuzma on the right night, you'd swear he was a great young player. You catch him on the right night. Now, there's other nights he's just terrible, but you catch him on the right night and you're like, wow, man, this guy's 6'10". He's got serious, serious athleticism and scoring ability, and he's got a little bit of a face-up game. There's a lot of nice things about his game. But for whatever reason, he's kind of drifting in Washington. I think, to me, that's the guy. That's the guy they're going to wind up with.
For those of you not familiar with, just kind of the nuts and bolts of Kyle Kuzma, he's 28 years old. He averaged 22 a night last year. He can score. He's averaged over 20 a game for the last 2 years running in Washington. Only a career 33.7% three-point shooter. So can shoot the three, not a great three-point shooter. It's got size, give you 6.5 rebounds a night. It's not perfect. I don't hate it.
What's his position? I mean, he's a 3-4, right?
Yeah. I mean, what's everyone's position in the NBA now? I love when we do this. Do you want to know what almost everyone's position in the NBA is now? Wing. That's their position in the NBA. There's a few guys that don't qualify.
I mean,
names are like Jokic and Giannis and Embiid, but everybody's out there. They're all out there surrounding the three-point arc, and they are all able to do all of the things. They can all dribble. They can pass. Some guys better than others. Draymond Green is as much the point guard of the Warriors as anybody, but no one would ever call him that. So what's his position? He's one of the guys on the floor.
That's his position. It's positionless basketball.
Yeah.
The other name that I could see, if it wasn't Kuzma, and this is a guy that I really, really like, and this is another team that's kind of going nowhere. They're rebuilding. It's obvious that the Brooklyn Nets are going nowhere. And they've already
signaled that.
Yeah, and they have Cam Johnson. And Cam Johnson is one of the best shooters in the entire league. 23.6 this year, 21.5 next year, 23.6 in the 26-27 season. Carolina kid, 6'8", buttery, beautiful shot. I mean, you say goodbye to Klay Thompson and you need perimeter shooting, and you add Buddy Hield and Cam Johnson, you're covered. You're covered. I mean, now you've got Steph and Cam and Hield. I mean, now you better get out. You better be able to close out on Golden State shooters, or they're going to rain down some threes on you.
Yeah.
That guy I like a lot.
Okay.
I like a lot. And if you could somehow, you know, make a bigger deal and get Dorian Finney-Smith, who's also in kind of a nice little player, a combo forward as well. Different skill set, but he's got a player option next year, I think, for 15. He makes 14.9. So you could throw him in if you got a big deal involving Wiggins and some of the bigger contracts. But Cam Johnson, to me, that would be my vote. You know, obviously, we all want to see Markkanen. I think Markkanen would be tremendous. But if I can't get Markkanen, I do like Brandon Ingram. Even if the Warriors don't, I do. And then I like Cam Johnson. But if I had to bet, if I was betting on this, I'm betting on Kuzma.
You got to bet on Kyle Kuzma. None of these names are going to create bedlam in the streets. However, there are a couple of things that I like about him that are not your obvious, like what everyone's looking for. Oh, they want him to be a perfect player and be a number two option and be a good defender and be a high percentage shooter. What about simply the idea that they cost a lot less? You know, one thing we really learned earlier this week at the Warriors Summit, and we walk away from these things acting like we've polled the entire fan base, and we've actually polled like a couple hundred people. But it's very clear that fans in general have an emotional attachment that is immediate when a team drafts a young player. They are emotionally attached. The idea of Kuminga for Markkanen turned off 98% of the crowd. I think that's laughable. I'll drive Jonathan to Utah if you could get Markkanen for him. Drive him. And I've driven to Utah before. It's flat, it's ugly, it's boring, but I'll do it. I'll do it. Because Lauri Markkanen is a better player than Jonathan Kuminga.
Today. Yeah.
And in my opinion,
one guy's 27,
right?
In what I would call the super prime. Like, what you're seeing from Markkanen is the best you're getting from Markkanen.
I agree.
But what you're getting out of Kuminga, this guy was 19 2 years ago.
Larry,
look at what he's done in two years.
I get it.
If this kid improves as much from 19 to 21 or from 21 to 23 as he did from 19 to 21,
big if.
Then you're talking about the best player in the trade.
I am allowed to project the way that I project, and I think that Jonathan Kuminga is already a good NBA player, will be a better one, will never be an all-star. That's my projection. I could absolutely be wrong, but
I would bet you on that one.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. You and I have a famous history of betting.
Yes.
And I've enjoyed it, by the way.
Yes.
So anyway, we can do that.
But I think I've got a win streak going, though.
You did. But I don't. There's a secondary reason for that, and it's something that you just said. You said Lowry is a better player today. Well, today is largely what I'm interested in. I very much believe that one of the big things that is a sticking point right now for the Warriors situation is that any timeline, and you can do whatever you want with this in your brain, but any timeline that involves Steph Curry doesn't match with Jonathan Kuminga. It just doesn't. It's my opinion. Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be ready to be a strong, all-star level NBA 2 while Steph Curry is still able to be an all-star NBA 1. They don't match. By the time Jonathan is what you hope he can be, if he is that, Steph will be 38. Steph will be 39. He's not even under contract, at least at this moment. It doesn't match. So if you're the Warriors and you want to maximize Steph Curry's window, then hand me the keys and I will drive Jonathan Kuminga to Utah.
This is such the overblown. This is such the overblown angle.
What do you mean?
It's not your birthright to contend for a title every year of your pro freaking career.
I didn't say that.
But Steph's 1-4. It's over. It is over.
Disagree.
Let's all say it together.
No, I won't say it.
It is over.
No, not until you
define
it.
They're not winning titles.
I don't care.
They're not winning
titles.
That's
not what it's about for me.
Okay.
That's not what it's about for me.
But it's time to stop driving the franchise nearly off the cliff.
You're not.
Trying to get an elusive fifth ring that ain't coming your way.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. And I know that
that's essentially what you'd be doing if you traded 21-year-old Jonathan Kuminga, who 2 years from now is going to be spectacular.
In your opinion. And it is not opinion that I share.
But look what he was 2 years ago.
I understand that. 2 years ago,
he would never do what he did last year. Last year, he's dribbling in, and it looks like he's going all the way. It used to be, if he put it on the deck and he was going to the rim, he was going to the rim. Now, if you stop him, guess what? A little jump stop, a little pass, boom, a little bounce pass to TJD for a nice little bunny.
Okay.
He makes plays for others. He's done that. That's an improvement that we've seen in 2 short years. You're telling me that he's not going to get better from 21 to 23?
No, I'm telling you he is going to get better, but not that much better. Like to think that the arc that you've seen from 19 to 21 just automatically continues to 23 and then to 25, I don't see that. That's not the way it works. He has taken a huge leap for two reasons. I think he's worked his butt off, and he's gotten the opportunity.
There was like a lot of people that thought that James Harden for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a one-sided deal in the favor of
Harden. I understand that.
And then a couple of years later, Harden's older, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has improved to be one of the top young players in the league.
No doubt.
That's what's going on here. That's what we're talking about. Kuminga's going to be one of the best young players in the league.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jonathan Kuminga.
Different skill sets, but they're both great young players.
I see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Jonathan will never, ever, ever be that.
But when they traded Harden, Harden was the better player. That's
sure,
my point.
Sure, but it doesn't mean that everyone who's good in 21 is going to be that. I don't see it.
That Shai trade was for Paul George, by the way.
Paul George.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. And you can be mad at me for that all anybody wants. I don't see it. I see Jonathan Kuminga as someone who is still awkward from the three-point line. He still has to stop and think about it a little bit. I do think that the Warriors as a team at times have had trouble with his decision making on the floor. And as much as you say, boy, when he drives, he used to go. Now he stops and makes a good decision or puts up a mid-range. I still don't see that. I still see someone who forces it to the rim a little bit too often and often doesn't get there. Like, he's not a number two option yet. You can call him your second best player, and I'll say that was a team that missed the playoffs.
You're going to regret moving him if you do, which is why Joe doesn't want to move him. I think Joe knows this guy's going to be something else.
I want to move him, but I'd move him for him.
I mean, in theory, but if that doesn't get you a title and then Jonathan Kuminga becomes a perennial all-star, I mean, if you ask me, I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to be an all-star, and I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to play at least a decade more in the NBA, at least.
Well, sure, he'll play another decade.
Yeah, so you're going to be watching this guy do some amazing things.
You think that this guy is
one of the best athletes in the league.
And you think he still will be when he's 32?
He's a run and jump guy, but there's so many nuances to his development that we've already seen in a short amount of time. And I just think that he's the arrow's pointing nothing but up, man. He's going to be a tremendous player. Look at how people talked about his perimeter shot as a rookie. It was like, oh, it's broken. He's just never going to be a shooter. Look how smooth it is now by comparison.
Smooth? Smooth?
I mean, by comparison.
I could get to the refrigerator and back for a snack from the time he starts it to the time he releases it.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
His shot is so much better
looking.
They
leave him alone, Lair.
But I mean.
They leave him alone.
You're forgetting what he was 2 years ago.
No, he was incredibly raw. I know he was. He deserves.
A lot of people thought that he was never going to develop an outside shot. That's my point. He's developed it.
He deserves a ton of credit for his development. I am not ripping Jonathan Kuminga. Very good young player. I do not project all-star. That's just me.
Okay.
That's just me. You are a scout.
I do. I mean, I really do think he'll be an all-star. I mean, he's such an incredible athlete, and he's getting better, and he's a smart guy. He wants to get better. The athleticism, the desire. I mean, this kid was so young. He hadn't seen his parents in like a decade. I mean, this kid went through a lot to get to the NBA, and I think people judged him way too soon, way too harshly. Now we're starting to see the improvement. I think there's a reason that Warriors haven't acquired Markkanen. I think the main reason is they won't give up Kuminga.
No, I think the main reason is Utah's not trading Lauri Markkanen. I think Utah's putting this out there because they want to see if someone will trip over themselves. That's all they're doing. And if nobody trips over themselves, and what I mean by that is
just a bad deal.
Just offer 80,000 picks.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what they're doing. I don't think that they want to give up Lauri Markkanen. I project that on August 6th, you're going to see those two sides have an extension in place. I really do believe that's what's going to happen. By the way, Kuminga's three-point shot, do you realize that last year, from a percentage standpoint, I know there was volume, from a percentage standpoint, far and away his worst year in the league shooting the ball.
No, I mean, I'm just saying the way it comes off his hand, the way he looks, the way you can tell. I mean, you can tell by watching him. It's not just the shot. The game has slowed down for Jonathan. He is making smarter plays more consistently. He's making the kinds of plays that his rookie year, I kind of wondered, would he ever make these plays?
And he's making those plays now. So I think he used to be just an attack the rim guy. I think he can be so much more than that. I also don't think that Golden State can subtract him and add a player and then be where they want to be. To me, they have to add a player without, they've got an okay roster, but they don't have a good enough roster where they could subtract Kuminga and add a good player and be a championship contender.
I hear what you're saying there. Here's my concern.
They need to trade assets of the future.
Maybe, but
for guys,
I think Jonathan Kuminga is asset of the future, but I wouldn't include him in just any deal. Here's my issue. With even, you know, your Kuzma idea or any of these
guys. And I'm not moving him for Kuzma.
No, I know you're not. But now, okay, so you would move Wiggins, I would imagine. But you put Kuzma in there.
Love to move Wiggins.
And there's Kuminga. And the whole roster right now looks to me kind of like what Steve Kerr called it yesterday on our show. He said for the first time in like a decade, there are starting jobs available on the Golden State Warriors. And so when I look at this roster, and let's project that Kuzma was on it instead of Wiggins and Moody or whatever, I look at the roster and I go, confusing. It just feels confusing to me. I don't know who plays, who doesn't play. You know what I mean? Take a player like Buddy Hield. Is this someone you want to give 28 minutes a night to?
I do think Buddy Hield is going to play really well in this system.
He might.
But... Buddy Hield's on the wrong side of 30. Buddy Hield's biggest problem, and I watched a lot of him in Sacramento, is that he played in the fourth quarter like he was the only option offensively and just was a gunner.
Right.
I mean, his shot selection in the fourth quarter, heinous.
Low IQ player.
But if you put him on Golden State, where there's a clear pecking order of Steph Curry.
Is there? That's my point. I don't know. I think
he's going to get some Draymond Green stank eye if he starts hoisting with Steph standing right there.
Probably. But I look at the Warriors right now, and if let's say I'm in the other locker room. All right, we're defending Golden State. Well, here's what we're doing. We're just going to run two people at Steph, and then whatever the hell else they all do, we'll live with it.
Right.
Whether that's Kuminga, Kuzma, Wiggins, Hield, Slomo, D'Anthony Melton, GP2, Brandon Pajemski, it's all a bunch of like B minuses, mix in a couple of B pluses, and a whole lot of I don't knows from night to night. That's what it feels like to me right now.
Yeah, but I think Hield on this team, where they rely on body movement, ball movement, he still moves exceptionally well. He hasn't had crushing injuries. He's a career 40% three-point shooter. And I think his number one problem is his bad shot selection in the fourth. If he plays fourth quarter minutes with Steph, I think they'll be more deferring to Steph. And I think that number one problem for Hield that he had in Sacramento and Philly and other places, I mean, I don't think it will be as big a problem here. That being said, I'd rather him come off the bench. I don't think anybody wants to see Buddy Hield starting, a 6'3 combo two guard. But off the bench, I like him. Yeah, I like the idea.
I don't know who the hell they're going to start. Like, I literally, I like Steph, Draymond.
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I think.
I would go Trayce Jackson-Davis, Draymond, probably.
There you go. Stop right there. There you go.
Kuminga, Moody,
yeah.
Steph.
Moody?
Yeah, I like Moody.
I do too.
I like Moody as a two guard. I like Brandon Pajemski off the bench.
Okay.
Would you start Pajemski over Moody? Who? I think Moody's could step in at the two. And I mean, Moody would have played
a solid NBA player.
He would have played significantly more NBA minutes to this point if he wasn't such a good, respectful, I'm going to defer for the vibe in the room. I mean, Klay Thompson had a hard time dealing with the twilight of his career, and Moses Moody paid for it in his minutes.
Maybe. I don't think him squawking means that. Like, I don't think Moody is... did he get what he's earned? Maybe not. Has he earned the right to just be like, I should be playing more? No.
On this team, though, he should be playing more.
Klay Thompson's not on the team anymore. Let's take some calls. Miguel and Hayward. Hey, Miguel, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, like, I'm watching you guys on YouTube TV right now. Like, if I'm saying it right. Hey, like, I like what you said. You pretty much just said, if the Warriors trade Jonathan Kuminga, I would drive Kuminga to Utah and bring the new big piece to the Bay Area. I want to know what kind of vehicle would you drive over there? Oh, a regular car?
It's a good question. No, it's a really good question.
What are you driving?
Well, I would not want to take the car that I drive. I'd want to do something that's a little bit more fuel efficient, maybe a hybrid or something, but I'm bringing back a 7-foot man. So I got to have spacious legroom.
What's that super tiny car? What's that thing called? You know?
Oh, those little...
you know what I'm talking about, Grandy. What is that tiny car?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like three feet deep.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, except for I feel like, you know, if you get into an accident, you die.
No doubt.
That feels a little unsafe.
Yes.
You guys mean the smart car?
Smart car, yeah. Unless, of course, smart car would like to sponsor the show, then I find it to be the safest car on the road, Larry.
When I know that I want to get from point A to point B, I only go in a smart car.
I mean, I think it's smart.
It is smart.
There you go. There's your tagline.
There you go.
Let's go to film on Mike. Mike, come on, man. What's up?
Hey, man. Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
I'm sorry, and I know it sounds that way, but if you really think about what I'm saying, it's not. I think the kid is really good. He's a really good player. He's got room for improvement. Why is it hating to say that I don't feel like he's going to be an all-star? Like, there's very few of those.
When Larry Krueger, shout out Larry Krueger, too. He does a hell of a job. I got to holler at Larry Krueger about his YouTube. He go crazy on YouTube. Anyway.
Thank you, bro.
I swear, when he said he's gotten better at this, you scoffed at it like, what? His shot? I can go to the bathroom, take a number one, number two, do all, take, wash dishes, well, wash my hands?
Now, you added the potty talk, Filmo. I said I could go to the fridge and get a snack. I tend to like, you know, pita lentils. Chips and hummus, maybe, right? Like, get an apple.
Lentil bean dip.
I got some in the freezer right now. Absolutely, I do.
I'm sure that's awful coming out of the freezer.
No, it's actually delicious. But anyway, Filmo, that's all I'm saying. Look, they leave him alone. Filmo, if they're worried about his 3-point shot, they'd guard him when he took it. And he shot 32%.
Listen, Mark, you got to understand, nobody stays the same. We didn't know what Steph Curry was going to be 3, 4, 5 years into the league, my brother.
Of course.
Jordan Poole made a hell of a leap. Like he just said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I liked it. The other guy more than Shai Gilgeous. I forgot his name. The little shot, the light skinny, Ahmed. I forgot his name. He's Middle Eastern. Anyway.
Pokashevsky? You talking about Pokashevsky? Who are we talking about?
No, we ain't talking about. Come on. You know we ain't talking about. Anyway.
Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about Ahmed. I think his name was Ahmed, or he got traded with Shai Gilgeous, and they had a nice little young team. And he was right. You don't know what is the development is going to be.
Of course I don't. Filmo, we're up against it. We got to go. Hold on a second. Of course I don't know. Neither do you. I'm not allowed to make a prediction. Are the Niners going to win the Super Bowl this year? No one's going to freak out if you said yes.
History says no.
I know. And by the way, history says no on Jonathan Kuminga making the All-Star team, too. Just because he's improving, you guys act like it's offensive to think that he's not going to fly through the roof in two years.
Give me a comp, because I've got a comp.
All right, okay, we'll do that coming up next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Larry's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.